When did you have that dream, Gigi?
Okay, this was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. Yeah, but it was in a restaurant, and it was weird because Yeshua, you know, he was in the back of the restaurant. Oh, and there wasn't a lot of people. And I just saw this folded napkin. It was very, you know, folded napkin. And then I saw a huge 18.
That's amazing.
And then, you know, and the folded napkin means I'm coming back. Yeah, I made it.
Do we have any 18s behind you, Gigi? I don't see any
18s.
Any 18s
behind you? Number 18? Nope.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up.
You got eight dresser handles there. Eight dresser handles. Count the dresser handles. Is there 18?
Now we're reaching strong.
So you said 18?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had that dream. Okay, in the restaurant, Yeshua was in the back. And it was kind of empty, the restaurant. And then I saw this folded napkin. And then I saw the number 18.
Wow.
And then so I looked it up. And I didn't know this at the time, but a folded napkin means I'm coming back. I'll be right back.
Precisely, back. Yeah.
And so so then the number 18, which you guys are saying right now, I don't know why you picked 18.
Well, it's 108 on the live stream right now, by the way.
It is. You're correct. Wow. Really?
We brought up 18 because first when Todd came on, Todd had a confirmation of 18. And then I had this picture up here.
Homer Simpson. The Homer Simpson.
And I had 18 here.
And Brother Andrew had 18 over him.
So when Todd came on, Todd was looking for a confirmation of 18. And as soon as it came on, he saw the 18 here, saw the 18 over his shoulder. And then he counted 18 guitars behind Aaron. So
I can write 18 behind my back if you guys want to help this whole thing out. Guitar.
I haven't seen the beginning of this video. So this isn't.
When did you have that dream, Gigi?
Okay, this was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago now.
Well, can you share it again with us? Just
no, I'm the
the whole thing with the folded napkin means I'm coming back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was in a restaurant, and it was weird because Yeshua, you know, he was in the back of the restaurant, and there wasn't a lot of people, and I just saw this folded napkin. It was very, you know, folded napkin, and then I saw a huge 18.
That's amazing.
And then, you know, and the folded napkin means I'm coming back.
Just so people understand the culture back then, with a master and a servant, like so when the master would leave the table, if he left the table and he crumpled up the napkin, that means he wasn't coming back. But if he folded the napkin, it meant don't clean up my plate. I've got unfinished business. I'm coming back. So in the tomb of Christ here, I'm going to read it in John because why not? Bible is more important than anything else. So I'm going to read that verse here. And that's in John 20, right around verse 7. This is when Peter and John run to the tomb, and I'll go from verse 6. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Uh-huh. So by folding his cloth, it's saying, you know what, guys? I'm coming back. You know, this is not the end of the story here, you know.
I think they call it the head napkin, right? Didn't they call it the napkin? Some versions or whatever they call it.
Like, yeah, and it could be also, you know, pointing to the wedding feast because it was in a restaurant as well. And we've had a few very amazing launch days that stuff landed on the 18th that we've been through. Of course, the next one is, right? Pentecost, according to some talent. Some calendars.
Well, second Passover and then Pentecost. When's second Passover? Because I think Brother Aaron just did something about that.
Yeah. I just talked about second Passover being May 22nd, May 23rd, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So,
isn't it the Torah calendar had the 18th? That's or the 14th or something. But on the Torah calendar is Pentecost.
Yeah.
Well, because the Torah calendar is saying that Passover was in March. So so that's the whole discrepancy. You know, every year that we do this, everybody understands that there's a 1 month off thing. Every year there's always a 1 month off. So I believe that Passover just finished in late April. Yeah. So that's why I'm putting second Passover on May 22nd, May 23rd.
So I'll tell you, there's only been one time that I've ever heard an audible voice. And I'm talking about an audible voice. And this was in 2012. And Gigi may remember this, but it was Jim and I.
Yeah.
Was one of the words, and vêtement, which was in French. And, I'm from Louisiana. I pretty much learned a lot of French my whole life. But it was interesting because I didn't know what vêtement meant, and I had to look it up. And God does that with us so we can, look up the clues and things. It's fun. So vestments, like white garments, as in the book of Revelation, standing around the throne, who's worthy to open the seals. So Gemini has always been something I've won. And I'm not the only one. There's other brothers and sisters that have had Gemini. But of course, that's the time of year. And I know none of us follow horoscopes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there are constellations in the sky, and we are told that there are luminaries there for signs and seasons. So I'm going to go with the biblical account. Mm-hmm. But it just happens to be called Gemini in this particular day and age that we live in. But that's when the sun, and May 18th, it's starting to enter into Gemini. So, I assume at that time, that's why it's the 21st of May through June. But I'm just telling you that's another thing that takes us to this May kind of watch period. That's all.
Plus, don't forget, we have that historic event of all the cicadas showing up that happens once every 221 years. That's happening at the same time, about that time, May 18th. Right. And it's happening at that location right where the X took place, right there at Cairo, Little Egypt, which is, of course, a picture of Egypt, the Exodus, during the judgments of all the locusts that came out. You can't make this stuff up. And people are getting tired of hearing me say that, but I don't know what else to say.
Right.
I would have never thought of that. Right. I would never thought of that. Huh? Right.
There's so many signs in that eclipse. It's just mind-blowing. And if he's pointing to Nineveh, Jonah, it's got to be something going on with these 40 days.
Yeah. And how about the flood in Saudi Arabia, the floods desert? So it's fulfilling prophecy. And, the Euphrates, right, Brother Aaron, the Euphrates.
Yeah.
Right up. You saw them yesterday.
Yeah. Here's another really exciting kind of thing. But, if anybody could help me out, I'd appreciate this because I couldn't find – all right. There's one area in the Euphrates River that's shaped like an omega sign, like an omega symbol, and it's drying up. The Euphrates, we all know it's drying up, so this omega symbol is starting to pop out, but I can't find the actual location where this omega is showing up. The fun thing, though, is omega is the 24th letter in the Greek alphabet. That's the fun thing. And so in the Bible, God says four times, Jesus says four times in the book of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and end. It's the 24th letter in the Greek alphabet. And here we are in 2024.
Oh.
Okay. So wow. I think that's fun. I think that's fun. Like that. It's like.
That's okay. Good. I like that.
Wow. And it's the Omega symbol, which means the end. Interesting that means the end. Because have you guys seen how the whole generational labeling has been going up to this point? Like the baby boomers, X generation, millennials, Z generations, and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, they have the generation run from 2010 to 2024, which is the alpha generation. Okay. Thing is, they have not posted any other generations after that. Okay. So according to them, the final generation is the alpha generation, which ends this year, 2024. They got no other generation labeled for 2025 and beyond. What do they know that's coming? Even the Deagle reports say that 90% of us will be gone by next year, 2025. And now we have this Omega symbol showing up at the Euphrates River, Omega meaning the end. It's interesting, the Bible talks about the four angels are loosed from the river Euphrates. And when are they released? At the end of the age, Daniel's 70th week.
the end of Israel's 70-week prophetic calendar. So this is why we are seeing this.
Okay, Revelation chapter 9, the angel descends with the key, all right? The key to the bottomless pit. You look at this, even though it looks like the Omega symbol, it also looks like a keyhole. Look at it. Like an old-fashioned keyhole. That's what it looks like.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
Yep.
Reminds me of the key of David spoken of in Revelation 3 when you're in Church of Philadelphia. That's kind of neat, Bob, yeah.
It's just all interesting stuff. You know, what we look at, what we think about. And then we were talking about the CERN the other day. And what are we to say about that creation that man has made? Right? They're reaching into other dimensions. They're telling us this, okay? That's the pit. That's where they're going to open the bottomless pit, whether it's there or somewhere else. And maybe it's in the Euphrates where they, you know, have this thing appear or whatever, that, you know, the four angels come out of that. Who knows? But there's so much going on in our cultural life that was never going on. Remember, the CERN's been around since 1954.
Yeah. They showed us very plainly in that Stranger Things series, which I didn't watch all of it. I just saw enough to know that, you know, this, they opened a door that they shouldn't have opened, and something came out of it, and it sure wasn't friendly. And so there you have it. But I mean, it's just, look, all of the things are all around us. Brother Aaron just read the word about knowledge increasing. I mean, good gracious. Yeah. You think about knowledge increasing, people are able to, and look, I mean, driving on the road, it's frightening to see people gaining knowledge while they drive.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't stop, you know, and I call these things that I'm using my phone right now, so I would say it's a device.
Yeah.
And we have that whole devil's devices thing.
Yeah.
But it's also used for good, because here we are doing something good with it. The point is that the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, it's the knowledge of evil that we gained. There's always a good and we always have that duality. So here we are with the devil's devices. The only way that the enemy can become, and this is a sign of the end, I'm going with the scripture that Aaron just read about knowledge increasing. But see, the other thing too is technology had to increase to a point where the enemy could be omnipresent through a simulated way or a technological way, which is all of the cameras that we see everywhere to monitor the movements of people. And then, of course, it goes a step further into literally having the mark on your hand or your head. But the point is, God's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. The enemy wants to be that way, but the only way he can do it is to simulate it through these devices that we have nowadays in technology. So it's another sign of where we are. We could have never been at this point for someone to really rule and reign and have control. It's all about putting control mechanisms into place. That's why it's uncomfortable when we see all these things and we talk about these things. But it doesn't matter ultimately, because we still are on the winning team. This is rudimentary, crude technology, like we said, in heaven's technology and God's, his omnipresence and power. This stuff's just like a bunch of nothing. So the point is that for us to stay encouraged, don't let these devices and what you see on these devices and all of the negativity of the world affect your joy. Always continue to walk with the mindset that today I serve a higher power, and that power is where my joy and my heart is. No one, and I mean no one, can take that away from us. So no one comes into our house and pushes us around. It's the temple of the Lord.
You got that right, brother. The bottom line is Romans chapter 8, what you just said. Romans 8, 38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nothing. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate this man that has been saved and washed with the blood of Jesus and Gigi and Todd and all the other people. And nothing can separate us. We are covered by his blood from the very moment he takes us out of here. So that's worthy of praise.
That's Romans 8:28 too. God works all things together God for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So all of these satanic devices you're talking about, Todd, for us, it's working for our good. It's meant to destroy mankind, and it will destroy many, unfortunately, take the mark of the beast. But God's working for our good now. He's using it for his glory, which is ironic, because the devil didn't want that.
That's exactly right.
Hey, family, here we are. A lot of things are happening, and it sure looks like we're about to be raptured out of here and on our way to our heavenly home. And when this takes place, that means pencils down, test is over, and turn in what you got. And I know there's a lot of you out there who feel like you have not made a big enough impact in God's kingdom by leading new people to Jesus, which are the gold, silver, and precious stones that we build upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the foundation which our Apostle Paul instructed us upon. He didn't tell us to invest our time, efforts, and resources into building big buildings and sanctuaries. Now, you have two options. One, you can get out there and start preaching, going door to door, standing on the street corner of a busy city. Shout the word of God at everybody. If you're that type of person, then go for it. But if you're not, which the overwhelming majority of us aren't, then you have option two. Support those who go out there and do this work through Christian missions. The Bible says it takes two to do this job. Here, you have a partnership between the Christian missionary and the person that financially supports the Christian missionary, which would be you. And here at Feed My Sheep Today, we have been creating these partnerships for far over a decade. 100% of your funds will go into the ministry work. That means through the missionary, you will be reaching the lost now in third world countries. Feed My Sheep Today doesn't go to big cities like all the other pastors and preachers do throughout the whole world, where everybody's right there and you just have to start hollering. We focus on the untouched areas of all the rural areas where it takes certain types of vehicles to reach these peoples, either via off-road vehicles, motorcycles, and even on foot for our missionaries to reach these people. And when they finally reach them, they just don't start preaching. No, they show up with humanitarian relief aid, food, clothing, medical care, and stuff like that. They help them where they're at there. They show them the love of Jesus Christ in that manner, and then they show them the love of Jesus Christ, what Jesus did for them at the cross to give them eternal salvation. Once they receive the help from the missionary, they are very open to the message that the missionary has to bring. And folks, I'm not exaggerating. The overwhelming majority of these people receive this word gladly and get saved. And at that point, we will provide them their free Bible in their own language. Unless they're English readers, then we give them a KJV. And then moving forward, we begin building and establishing their church in that area. And it's a great thing because the Holy Spirit begins working and you start seeing pastors and evangelists and other teachers rising up as they continue to learn the word. That's how it works, everybody. And you will receive rewards from all of this exponential multiplying work, because it was you who initiated this whole thing with your investment into God's kingdom. And because of this incredible tapestry of work that the Holy Spirit has created here, Feed My Sheep Today sees on average about 70 salvations per hour, compared to the average American church that only sees on average of about 6 salvations per year. So which vineyard would you want to invest in? I digress. So folks, if you're ready to make your impact and finish strong for the Lord in these final days, then you need to go to feedmysheeptoday.org. The link is in the description box below. Very easy website to use. You'll be done in less than a minute. There you can give by a credit card, PayPal, or you could just send your gift in the mail. Now, let's say you want to make a big impact right now, but you don't have the money to do that right now. The simple thing to do is just become a monthly sustainer. We greatly need monthly sustainers because as long as we know how much money is coming next month, we can plan ahead and schedule where the missionaries need to go, and we will know that they will be able to go there with everything they need and buy everything they need because we know those funds will be there at this certain time by next month. Just $10 a month will deliver 3 new Bibles into the hands of 3 new believers. How many Bibles did you give out last year? Think about that. And now you can do 36 Bibles to 36 new believers with just $10 a month. If you can afford to do more, then wow, praise God. So that option is there for you as well. And folks, make sure to follow us at Feed My Sheep Today YouTube channel. Link will be below. There you can keep track of everything that we are doing in our missions. So may God bless you all. Thank you so, so much for your much needed ongoing support. Hey family, you can now follow Feed My Sheep Today on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. Let's finish strong together, everybody, because time is almost up. Amen. Thank you all so much for your much needed support, and may God bless you all.